now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Check the method. Check the method.
Cutting it out, but don't sleep.
What you know about?
Real motherfucking speak. Real
speak.
Come on, y'all.
Listen here.
I don't fuck around. Real speak. G and D Mob.
Real
speak.
Real
speak. Radio.
Yeah. What's up, world? It's your boys, Real Speak Radio, back in your ear, episode 8, baby. It's your boys, BG and D Mob, and I know y'all didn't think this was gonna happen, but we decided to bring them back for a little tryout. DJ Tuna, what's up?
What up?
And he under strict rules and guidance today that this is a tryout for him, and because we got a couple more DJs lined up in case he don't want to act right.
Right. And you know you limited to your mic uses today.
So. I understand that. I do.
Did you already know? And we got our moderator Fee. He's not DJ Fee this week. He's doing his regular job.
Thank God. So
you know, but what's up, man? How's everybody feeling? Everybody good?
I'm chilling, man. I'm lagging today, so y'all gonna have to bear with me, and I might pick it up somewhere in the middle of the show.
All right, man, let's roll. DJ Tuna, hit him with the first two tracks.
Yes, the first track will be, I forgot what the first track was.
Are you already
fucking
up?
There it is.
You wanna call Grandmaster Flash?
Oh, for sure, bro. I got him on speed dial.
All right, for sure. It's like, no, I'm playing. I got it. This joint is from Freeway. I guess it's a new single that he came out with. Hope you guys enjoy it.
We tried, yeah. 2010 we focused, yeah. Tell them jokers they can't hold us, let me go for mine, yeah. They said the freeway closed and they swore they saw the signs, but we done construction and preparations, we back open, yeah. No more cracks, we hoping, smooth traction to keep you rolling, floating, so just light up that weed you smoke and enjoy the ride, yeah. Only stop to pay the toll and keep floating, when he rhyme, every word potent, still toting, it's 45, yeah. They wanna dispose the freeway and you know they try, and you know they failed, I gotta burn y'all people for hoping, I would never get behind empty 950 shells. I'm riding with Obama. Hope you pardon my people for jail. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm in Caroline, ATL. On my way to Oakland, would you please tell the people I'm coasting? Yeah. What you mean, bitch? I speak a language. All that hood to know about us, popping pills and weed smoking. I'm no joke, I moved enough coke for 3 coasters. Old folks to know what's say we living dangerous. And they said, y'all need to stop it with that rap stuff. But I ain't done, nah. Don't make me creep and put the heat to ya. We put those burns in your faces. Free money, snatch money, yeah, we debo you. Repo your vehicle, this goes for all of y'all. Don't care if it's in y'all, I will put it in y'all. I'm letting it heat up, I'm causing your funeral. I'm doing you damages, I leave you in bandages and blame it on my management. I know how to handle it, I got the baddest bitch on campus. She said I'm like Jay, she like Beyonce with the ego. And you never see the cops. There's always couple niggas, couple blocks wherever we go. You want me or me and Louis? Crystal, me and Gucci. It'll be a shootout, this'll be a movie. Try free, they hook you to an IV. You guaranteed the D-I-E while I push them. Rap music banging and the drums keep pushing. Listen, all these other rappers are cushioned. They cut their right arm off to get in my position. They barking like dogs, but I believe that they're kittens. I can raise your cats up, I can make them cap up. I can raise your pups up, I can give them wisdom. I can pack them up and take around the world with them. I get bitches to the room, don't know what world they in. And I get bitches to the room, don't know who girl they is. And I got one rule, no Benjamins. Are you trying to fuck for some money? Would you press for some money, honey? What type of girl you is? And where do they do that at? I don't care who you is. We're fucking for free when we get to you. This is how we do, in fact. Yeah, we hit them from the back. And we never give them stacks. Cause we know how groupies do. And we know how groupies this our groupies roll. My man Real Roll said don't let the groupies get to you. If you do, just let them suck on ya. But don't ever let them get from ya.
At your funeral,
dancing on your grave.
Get it? So beautiful. Kiss my ass, motherfucker. I'm a heathen. I'm the reason why you're seizuring and speaking like a demon in the coldest, darkest region of the planet. I'll be sleeping like a beast in hibernation. I'm just waiting for a reason to awaken in the season where it's freezing. I'll be feasting on the flesh of lesser beings, force feeding me to vegans.
Come on. Underestimation, been one of my best barometers. Animation, you amateurs, drinking straight out the bottle. I don't haggle or hassle, you fucking assholes. Ask for it. Merciless, miraculous, immaculate. Fast forward. Get it how you think you got it. Did it while you thought about it. Tucked it when you should have shot it. That ain't how you speak about it. You acting like you catching bodies with that chunk of bottom. My satisfaction comes from not giving a fuck about them.
I'm strapped up like a parachute. They watching your ass. Hurry up and give me the loot. Rooted for the underdog, waiting for the levee breach. Chop them like an onion in a bathtub full of bleach. I'll do the south side and body rock your tombstone. Drown your dog in the pool and make a bone with his bones. You little clones are sweeter than the cinnamon scone. Never should've fucked with the kid from Acres Homes, huh?
On your grave, I'm a Fred Astaire. Dancing on your face, yeah. I'ma fuck your kids up. I should run a daycare. Teach them how to slang H, how to beat a rape case. The champagne's less filling than the fame, but it tastes great. That's why I spill it on these bitches when I hit the stage. No disrespect, it's just how my gang celebrates. Dues paid, pay dues. Ace of spades, Grey Goose. AKs and cocaine, peace dudes, hang loose.
I'll be dancing on your grave, moonwalking on your mausoleum. Got the crypt keeper crypt walking, man, you gotta see him. I'm out of here, man, your boy's so major. These haters have heat, but I'm fucking with these lasers. Act out of favor, now your face is a crater. Real hood nigga dressing like a pro skater. I'm OG, I got money to burn. I'm yelling GBC and hit my Dougie on your urn.
Scoop D, V-I-double-L-E. To the rap game, I'm like Arthur Fonsarelli. Blacked out lights through the club like Belly. Real, recognize real, you ain't gotta tell me. You smell me? Puffer, puffer, chronic sack. What the fuck is wrong with that? Be afraid, take it to the grave, bitch, promise that. Dancing on that shit, I be camping on your crib. Keep a phantom on my neck and a mansion on my wrist. Ugh.
Yeah, that was Dancing on Your Graves by Get Busy Committee, a favorite from DJ Tuna, because he just plays them all damn time. You know,
I ain't gonna lie, man. I didn't hear that much of it, but it sounded pretty good.
Yeah, that beat was knocking. But, you know, I had to bring this up, man. I've been going on NFL.com a lot, you know, checking up on the fantasy and the news. in general. And then they brought out a top five overrated players. And guess who's number one?
Who'd that be?
So, your boy T.O.
Well, you know, T.O. did this to himself. You know, he brash, he talk a lot of shit. And I'm not saying T.O. don't get it done, because he do. But, you know, when you get it done like he claim he does, you got to be like Jerry Rice up in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? You got to stop busting up Jerry Rice numbers, breaking records every season, break your own record every season, for crying out loud. I mean, you just can't come popping off at the mouth and you're not getting it done. You getting traded to every team every year.
Yeah, he seemed like he done played for almost every team, man.
Every time I look up, you got a new uniform on.
Oh, for sure. But like the thing with that list is like, all right, it went T.O., then it went Tony Romo. I know.
You know what?
Romo was
T.O., Romo, you know, go figure. You know, they just on the same team a couple years ago.
Right.
And there it is. But go ahead.
And then it was Romo, and then here's another one that I think should be number one, or at least number two, Mark Sanchez. Because he coming out there acting like he motherfucking god of football now, all of a sudden thinking he could throw and shit. He just needs to get snuffed the fuck up. I mean, that nigga's overrated, I think, in my book.
Well, I ain't gonna go so far to say he overrated. I mean, I'm going to say that his team is definitely overrated.
Oh, yeah, that defense is good, but I wouldn't call it cold. I wouldn't compare them to the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, see, the thing is about their defense is that it is good, and it takes pressure off of him to go out like a gunslinger every week, you know what I mean?
But he ain't a gunslinger, though.
And he never will be, though.
Yeah. That's why I agree with him being on a list, but just not where he's at on the list.
I don't know, man. I think Tony Romo in the right spot, man. Every year, I'm tired of hearing about the motherfucking Cowboys, man. Every year, they supposed to have the most talent in the motherfucking league. They supposed to go to the Super Bowl, and what they are now, 1-4, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's all Romo's fault, man. He a choke artist, dude. Every time they getting ready to score or trying to win the game, Tony Romo chokes.
You heard it first from Big D Mob.
Hey, but no, but who's after that? Do you know who's after that?
Number four is Haynesworth.
Oh, really?
I think I wouldn't say he's overrated, but I mean, considering the situation with him and the, you know, Rat Boy, Mike Shanahan, considering that whole situation, I wouldn't say he's overrated, but you know.
Right, but you know, anytime you're making $100 million, especially as a defensive player, they gonna put you under the microscope. And you know, I'm not saying that maybe he can swallow his pride and ego and maybe go in and do what punk ass Shanahan say. But you know what? On the flip side of that though, you gonna pay this man $100 million, sit him on a bench?
All right, yeah.
Sit him over there pouting like a little kid.
Yeah, he do. I mean, if you notice it, I mean, no disrespect to him, but when they turn the camera to him, he ain't never with the team.
I know he looks salty as shit.
when they huddled up, he on the other side just waiting for them to break and shit. Right. So it's like he don't. Hey, if he doesn't want to be a Redskin, let him go.
I know. You know, and at the very least, let that man whoop Shanahan's ass first before he leave.
Before he go.
I know.
Just put him in the locker room.
Let him go out like Latrell Sprewell and choke a motherfucker.
All right, I know you have to agree with me on this. This number the fifth one, number five, he should be number one. If you disagree on this with me, I'm gonna have to slap you, because we all know we hate this man. Eli Manning is number five.
Oh, damn, man. You know, I was hoping I disagreed with you, because I hate agreeing with your ass. But I'm gonna have to agree with you on this.
You can't tell me you don't hate Eli. Come on, okay, Eli Manning.
Eli Manning, another $100 million player, worth less than a food stamp in a hardware store.
And he got lucky on that Super Bowl. I'm sorry I had to bring that up.
First of all, that Super Bowl was rigged. It had nothing to do with it.
I'm convinced on that, but I mean, he was the highest paid player in the NFL.
Right.
For doing what? Why? What made the Giants want to give him that money?
Stupidity.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, he was named Super Bowl MVP, and he shouldn't have been. They whole defense should have been
right.
The MVP.
Right.
I mean, because that whole season, nobody was putting pressure on Brady for shit until they met up with the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, I even hate mentioning that Super Bowl, because I still think it was rigged. Goodell, your league is rigged, motherfucker.
Yeah, and that brings me to the whole rules of the game. I mean, What has football come to? It used to be no pads, no helmets, nothing. Them. And now you can't even touch somebody without hurting them. You heard about that new rule
it's
that they
said, man. You know, they fine them motherfuckers for helmet to helmet. You know, helmet to helmet, I can see. But now they talking about you leading with your helmet. Right. I mean, how the fuck you supposed to tackle a motherfucker, man? Come on.
Right. I mean, come on. Football, everybody knows football is a contact sport. Ain't nobody want to see motherfuckers on TV playing two-handed touch.
Hell no. I'm telling you, that's what the NFL going to be called one of these days. It's going to be the F. They're going to take out football. It's going to replace it with flag, nigga.
Flag football.
That's what it's going to be, homie.
Man, it's just a damn shame what they trying to do. Goodell, you fucking up, man. You just, y'all finding motherfuckers for some gay hits.
I know. I mean, there's motherfuckers out there doing all type of outlandish ass shit, man.
Right, right.
And they tripping on motherfuckers who actually playing the game on the field.
I mean, yeah, fucking James Harrison said he was about to retire because of that shit.
And that's how it goes, man. If you're not allowed to do what you want to do, do what you gotta do, rather.
Right.
You know, what good are you out there, man? I mean, they want to protect all these high priced fucking quarterbacks and shit. You know what? Fuck them, man. That's why they getting paid all that money to sit back there and take that goddamn ass kicking.
For sure. And point blank, football is a contact sport. If you ain't getting snuffed up, then you in the wrong game. If you don't want to get snuffed up, you in the wrong game.
For sure.
Go play tennis or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it comes
If you don't
want to
get hit, motherfucker, don't be in the NFL. That's a hard-hitting game. So, I mean, NFL's just, man.
No fun league, homie. Yeah, no fun league.
We're going to go into the next two tracks, though. What's up, DJ Tuner?
Yeah, next track, it's by Executioners. I forgot who the MC was, but it's a pretty good beat. Hope you guys check it out.
Wild Western, rhyme style murderer, executioners cutting things you never heard of. Flip new beats, never once flipped a burger, but a flame broiler, and still remain royal on the hip hop throne. Amongst kings, I've been doing it. Rock, Rob, Joe, and Big E is one unit. Supreme force, ever since main source, my nigga. Shit, I have your ass drunk like liquor in a stupor. Got to stay super with the cash flow. Never bashful, here's what you ask for. The best DJs in the world today, cutting up Rock the Bells, LL Cool J, and many more. Robert Swift, Annie Raw, Rock Raider, number one chop innovator. Total eclipse, man, you know that he flips as he diminished the record like my man Joe Sinister. I'ma lay back and watch him bless the track for the hip-hop world, cause these brothers don't slack. They always coming with the up to par. You could call Executioners the best by far, 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 far. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take you back to the caveman era. Survival and how to live, always I get better. I'm too deep to peek, rock niggas asleep. I'm like a four-star general out in the street. Keep my business low, represent cash flow. Busting loose like Chuck Brown to get that dough. Most of y'all could tell I come from the ghetto. 8 blocks from Flushing Meadow where my family settled. Got Chinese, Korean, Asian. Used to link up with Nas, recording Top Choice of Female Persuasion. Busting off in the park. That was in the dark. I'm real, not fake, so please don't pretend to part. I'm letting it start, the glamour, the bucks. Gotta get mine, cause P got stamina and guts. Plus the fat beat, plus the rhymes, plus the cuts. Yeah. Executioners rocking the track, coming through with the hefty scratch. The cuts galore, more than you bargain for. All over the world, tri-state, every 5 boroughs. Yeah. Hold up, man. These brothers been doing this for a minute, man. Getting busy, man. Just cutting them up, man. Chopping them, slicing them. That's the original essence of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? These niggas just getting busy and shit. Two turntables, that's how it started. Two turntables and a microphone. Executioners, keeping the foundation strong.
Got baby teeth. Why you can't eat, little faggot? That primo shit, Razzy Kazzy. Golden Child. Yeah, no. It's the RAS, KASSS, eject the airbag, wreck a nigga Bubba West class.
what's coming next, let's mash. Get so high walking, I catch jet lag. If it ain't Kennedy and OJ, homie, miss me. Keep my hairline down to the Nike sign crispy. Spit be strictly mini me Bin Laden's. Mixed with 16 men with life in the pen riding. Gangster, fuck how many records you sell. Get put on the missing milk carton and double XL. And it's nothing, let's double the dare. Dig so deep down your bitch mouth, I come in the hair. Guns and ones in the air, niggas with stripes. Shooting kites, posted on low rider bikes. Gat named Russell Simmons, God bless and good night. You done fucked up like Crip walking by Suge Knight.
That's what happens when you reach for what you can't feel. I'll be the wild rolling child.
Guess I'm a rap nigga, cause homeboy gets a rap. Commit a drive-by out the Music Express van and toss the gat. Hop on a red eye to NYC though. D&D link with Primo when I'm hungry. So I'ma take what you got, throw up a dub. Spit at the camera like Tupac. My rap style is chic like two locks. Word on a few blocks, my technique's too hot. I repeat, do not get it twisted. Get your head a brick on Park and 106, bitch. Then catch me at Spread a Halo with an imitation J-Lo. Getting up, haters lay low. Who the only West Coast nigga to air out K-Slay mixtape though? Mo Dirty, SC430. Staying with my knee, eating a plate of beef curry.
That's what happens when you reach for what you can't fit.
I'll be the call me Poppy when they pop they pee. Used to pop lock and lock and watch. Pop locks and burglarize spots. Pop willies on the red and chrome Humvee. Graduated to Suzuki's. Hot soda pop or pop bottles is got sushi. Ask me what's popping, most likely your collarbone. Ever had the feeling when you're by yourself, you're not alone? We big brother, and big brother see you. I'm hard-headed, my dick look like R2-D2. Mini me too, speed through in the V12. See us in style, know how we do. All money is legal, dead breads and green eagles. Funny style like Bernie Mac rapping like Beanie Siegel. Golden child of the West, don't know how to act though. Kick out the Up and Smoke tour for scrapping with Staff Pro.
That's what happens when you reach for what you can't fit.
I'll be the
wild golden child. Come on, come on, yo.
Ask the crew if I'm nice, they all stay true.
That's what happens when you reach for what you can't fit.
I'll be the
wild golden child.
The baddest flow. Niggas know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That was Razzcast with the, what was it? Golden Child remix. That's some hot shit right there, by the way. I don't know where DJ Tuna found that. You might be able to keep your job.
Hey, it's that week off he had, man. Yeah. He was up there finding tracks for us and shit, man.
Oh, is that what you trying to get your job back?
No, man, that whole week off, I've been trying to deal with sick mates, so.
Nah.
Been busy.
You know he came up to my door, knocking on the door. He was begging.
Was he?
For his spot back.
Oh, it's like, BG, come on, man. You should have put that shit on video.
I couldn't find the camera. He was just like, BG, come on, man. Just holla at D and talk to Fee. Come on, just give me one shot. And I'm like,
Just one more shot?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, man.
Let's see how much hate there is, man. I don't know.
But, man, I've been, you know, we always talk about how some niggas just have way too much money.
Right,
and,
right.
And I was checking my email, you know. Yahoo, they be having all the news updates and shit. I was checking my mail and all of a sudden it was like Kanye wants to replace all his teeth with diamonds.
Well, what I gotta say about that is this. If the man wanna look like a motherfucking fool, then I say he got the right to do that, man. I mean, if he wanna go up in there and every time he's motherfucking smile, he blinding niggas, then I say go for it.
I don't know, man. Diamonds, you gonna replace your teeth with some diamonds? That's just too much money. If you don't know what to do with your money, give it to me, and I'll tell you what to do.
I mean? Tell anybody who got money to give me some anyway. Fuck it.
It's just, man, how do you have that much money just to not know what to do with it? And one day you just get up, I'm about to replace my teeth with diamonds.
I don't know. I think he should
invest more money in fixing his jaw still.
Oh, yeah. His jaw did get fucked up.
It still looks swollen to me. I don't know. It don't look any different.
Oh, at least coming up with another style to rhyme to because he done fell off.
Hey, oh, and you already know he's trying to come back. He over there fucking saying sorry to Taylor Swift. Trying to get the love back from the fans after the MTV Music Awards.
Hold on, man. Let me come in and say that man deserved to apologize to that woman. I know in the early episode that I said fuck her, and he was up there trying to represent Beyonce. But now on the flip side of that, man, let's just say if I was to roll up on stage with this motherfucker accepting the award and be like, nah, motherfucker, Ice Cube should have won that shit, then I got to fight Kanye that night.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Y'all would have just brawled. I would have kept it rolling.
So my point is, he lucky that her ass didn't haul off and slap his ass and say, nigga, get back on my motherfucking farm and pick my cotton.
Oh, that would have been real. That would have been mad hard right there. If she would have been like, nigga, pick my cotton, go.
Right?
But
that's the equivalent of what he did, though, man. He basically told her, you know, to get the fuck out of Dodge and go prostitute somewhere.
Yeah. Kanye is just, he got big headed. I'm telling you, he got big headed.
He is. When he blew up, I didn't like where he was going with the art, the music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. His first album, I liked it. I dug it. I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? And I was glad he was finally getting his shine because, you know what I'm saying, for so long, he was behind the eye doing Jay-Z's beats, producing and all that, and they wouldn't let him get on the mic. And, like, when he finally came out with that album, I'm like, oh, all right. But then, like, he started, you know what I'm saying, he just started getting way too mainstream. I know Cats is getting mainstream, but he just got out there, you know what I'm saying? Well, like,
I just think he trying to move rap in another direction, you know, trying not to be the same old stale type of shit. But you know what, man? That same old stale shit that he trying to move away from is what hip hop is about.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? Hip hop, isn't hip hop about being yourself, expressing yourself? I know he's trying to express himself, but it seemed like he trying to follow in the category of them new boys,
right?
With the whole, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, personally, I would prefer motherfuckers just be themselves. I mean, look, you know, motherfuckers who into old school rap and shit, they hated Hammer when he came out with his baggy pants and dancing all over the stage and shit.
Right, right.
And, you know, but he did his thing. He got paid for it. That was his style. You know, I personally think he sold out from, because when Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him came out, that was tight. And then he came out with, the other shit.
I know what you're talking about. When he tried to make that comeback, I was watching 106 and Pac when it was still AJ and Free. He premiered that shit. And he had a American flag, a bandana on his head, talking about USA.
Did y'all know that him had...
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. For real?
Y'all know that motherfucker had signed with Death Row at one time? But he never put no shit out with them.
MC Hammer signed with Death Row.
He signed with Death Row.
When
this was like, I'd say, probably a year after Dre left.
Really?
Yep.
Well, after Dre left, Death Row just...
Oh, they just started going to shit after that. I mean, all they had was Pac. They let him get shot the fuck up.
Oh, no, that was... Yeah, they let him get shot a couple times. Uh-huh. R.I.P., but, you know, they let him get got a couple times. That was when Cass was afraid of Suge. Now Suge get slapped up by Bieber.
Hey, but that's fucked up.
I'm just saying, ain't nobody scared of shit.
Hey, matter
no more,
of fact,
man.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Bieber sign the Death Row, bro.
Hey,
he come out all motherfucking loped out and shit, man. Talking about West Side and shit.
I'm just saying, man. Hey, it could happen. I mean, they're making all these cats fucking sign, you know, for the image or for their career or whatever. They're making all these cats do shit with Bieber. And now I see what you meant about that Ludacris. Ludacris sold out. Now I know what DJ Tuna was talking about with Snoop. Snoop sold out. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like they all selling out just because of what's hot right now. I mean, when Snoop came out with Katy Perry, I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. It's a shame, man. Like, you can't stick with the foundation. Everybody's just trying to get bigger, more money. That's really
you know right. There's a fan in there, right? Jesus Christ.
Somebody done blew up the bathroom.
Oh.
My bad, man, but god damn, that's some funky it. Shit.
It's all good, baby. We're going to keep it moving. Hit them with the next two tracks.
Yes, the next track was an old Zion Eye joint. It's called Act Right with Miss Morena. Hope you guys enjoy it.
table. I'm shooting my craps, but your dap keeps stable. We strong and we black, in a rap base, chasing after cheese and get fat. Camouflage cover my chest with jeans and a cap. Hip hop's dead, nah man, we taking it back. This is what it's all about, and I'm stating the facts. You can get lost, of course, the goal to track. But I told you, I flow to the planet collapse. Breathe deep, keep my steez, envision the sacks. And I'm coaching a bird, now I'm giving you dap. It's a cold, cold world, she loving the slap. Got me going insane, feel like filling a cap. But a Mac don't do that, a Mac get cool back. Chilly ice, cold, high flow, thought you knew that. Serious, see me in the streets on lean. Or meditating in the park on the red, black, green. I try to act right, yeah. Rap tight. Yeah. Step in my zone, it's like a slap fight. Come on. Industry is all about the limelight. For real. I chronicle the game like I'm Cronkite. Yeah. Try to act right, come on. Rap tight. Yeah. Step in my zone, it's like a slap fight. Come on. Industry is all about the limelight. For real. I chronicle the game like I'm Cronkite.
Yeah. They wanna know my name and get to stroke the mocha mix, but I'm impressed with how you maintain more than your least whips and how you flip tricks. He focus on the super high gloss on my lips. Now let me give you a tip, Cali girl, we know them politics. I wrote the book of class, fill up my glass, the shorty talented. For more formalities, recharge your batteries. I'm about to work it like Kanye, burn some calories, give you a cavity. Sweeter than Kool-Aid in the hood, please don't be mad at me. Verbally working salary into my hustle, counting these weak ass approaches, bodies level head. Chicken little slut sucking casualties. Miss Mariana, let her rally lead. Before you call my number, know your craft, we can share commodities. Could be the hottest thing, like Ozzy D and Ruby D. Chemistry mean everything, so you gotta
act right, yeah. Rap tight. Yeah. Step in my zone, it's like a slap fight. Come on. Industry is all about the limelight. For real. I chronicle the game like I'm Cronkite. Yeah. Try to act right, come on. Rap tight. Yeah. Step in my zone, it's like a slap fight. Come on. Industry is all about the limelight. For real. I chronicle the game like I'm Cronkite. Yeah.
Getting out of the life and setting that other world on its ear. What the fuck are you gonna do except hustle? Now, man, I ain't putting you down. I'm just trying to make it real, baby, like it is, like it is, like it is.
Big fiasco, fiasco. Came from the ghetto,
came from the ghetto. Food and liquor, it's the ghetto right here, man.
Nah, I don't know what you're doing,
man.
You
touch me so much, man.
It's real here, dope fiends still here. Turn around, give us the money to buy wheels here. Give you the chills, yeah. Developers don't build here. The property value's low, cause we still here. Better believe most of us wanna leave. Furthest we went was out of our minds, but we still here. Weapons concealed here, little sisters on the pill here. Can't pay our bills here, but we like to chill here. Gotta reap what you sow, grow what you till here. Your mama reap what you sow, cause you was killed there. Police put cameras on poles, too many deals there. Gotta go to the county cause you was filmed there. How does it feel knowing innocence was killed here? Last night at the park, beating hard but still there. For the love is chain, I make appeals here. Let's pray for our brains, bust down, kneel here. Yeah. In this old black male, you know what I'm saying? There was once a child in here, cause all the tribulations and the trials in here, and all the limitations of his housing there. Became a teenage trafficker, a thousand air. Captivated with what the drug dealers told, infatuated with what the drug dealers drove. A life validated by what a drug dealer holds. On the stand, cause what another drug dealer told. A drug dealer woes, time waits for no man. No woman waits for a man with time on his hands. Didn't you know, Lord, they fearing ye now, they hearing ye now. Especially when the conspiracies come down. We come down, get humble, it's no longer fun now. But who gon' hustle to feed his son now? From the cradle to the cage, we bring our sons up to get gunned down. Our daughters to have more.
Yo.
Or to be. Just a reflection of the world at large.
Well, I tried to be good.
I tried.
Wanted nothing but to love somebody. Didn't want to die young. Funny hustling, trying to be my family. Too scared to have kids and do like that is. Coming from scared of failing. Sometimes it gets hard. Coming from where I'm from.
It do, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. But it's beautiful here. It's nothing like the feeling when you do it from here. You ain't have to move a pack, you ain't have to shoot a gat. And you still took your mama and you moved her from here. And you ain't dropped out and you figured the world out. Can survive out anywhere, learn how to do it in here. Yeah, that's how we do it in here. Hearing shorties at players like music to the ear. Man, we still get by, you know? Yeah. The other hope.
Sometimes you gotta fight the pain, yeah.
You know?
Sometimes you gotta walk alone.
Sometimes
you get a little worried.
Yeah, I can relate to it.
Sometimes you get lost out of touch.
I like that note right there.
I think I pray a little bit too much.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo! Time I get loose.
Yeah. Anthony Hamilton, first stand, 15. Needed this one right here, man.
I mean, maybe this is what you supposed to do. This is what you've grown to. I mean, this.
Yeah. That was some Lupe Fiasco with coming from where I come from. Well, I don't know if I said the track right, but you know, chilling on this Saturday night. We're gonna go into you know, every week we like to try to get a sponsor. We ain't got a sponsor yet.
And for a change, y'all actually trying to get a sponsor that I want. I like, I love. Jack Daniels, baby. Come on with it. Next time y'all listen to us, just know that there ain't a podcast that go by. Well, I ain't saying something about Jack Daniels because I'm usually drinking it. So, what? Where you? Hey, they trying to cut me off and shit. That's fucked up. You know, he count me down like I'm on a timer. I'm just kidding, dude. So, what's up, BG, with that this new sponsor?
Oh, you already know. I'm down with the Jack. You already know. I do a Jack and Coke, but you know what? They're gonna have to, what are they going to give me? I just can't have a Jack all the time.
You get Jack Daniels' favorite customer, me.
Oh.
No?
Oh.
They going to give me a...
I thought you being my homie, that's not enough.
No, they going to give me a year supply of Jack, and they going to give you me.
Oh. So that's beneficial for both of us.
Yeah, I mean, I stay around and kick it. You happy? They give me Jack. I'm happy. And I'm quite sure everybody in the studio on Real Speak Radio.
In the kitchen?
Yeah. Everybody on Real Speak Radio down with some Jack Daniels. I know they. Give me a show of hands. Oh, y'all can't see it, so never mind. Anyway, what's the other one? Was we doing another, trying to get another sponsor? We good with Jack.
You want
to
do another? DJ,
you guys was telling me you was trying to get Febreze.
Oh yeah, Febreze, because you know D-Mob, he has a ritual for every podcast. He likes to drop deuces, you know, but other deuces. And you know, sometimes that shit just be mad foul. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that take that smell away is that Febreze, a little spray in his face.
Hey man, at least my shit is in the bathroom. You just sit up here farting on the mic.
When did I do that?
Just now.
Hell no.
Why you giggling? They can't see you, so never mind.
You tripping, man. It was good. Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring up you here, but you was talking about MC Hammer earlier.
Right.
You know that he just dissed Jay-Z.
Hey, man, you know what? Because of that, MC Hammer just became my favorite MC of all time, bruh. You know, I'm going to give me some Hammer pans. I'm going to try and do that little thing he do to the side where he dance to the side and back. I'm going to do that shit.
You going to start singing that USA anthem too?
No, homie. I ain't going to do that, though.
Why not?
Because, I'm sorry, bro. That's Hammer. I can't fuck with it.
Hey, Hammer's a pretty live tweeter. Fee should know about it.
I didn't even know Hammer could spell.
Hey, that's fucked up.
I mean, everything he's done, he jacked beats. So I'm assuming somebody write his lyrics too.
Oh, so is you writing his lyrics?
Hey, man, I wrote this shit for Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him. Yeah, and now what's the shit he stole from Rick James?
I'm thinking of a whole nother track. I'm thinking of that.
But Freak.
Yeah. What's the song Hammer?
Did you see Tuner's face on that one?
I know.
He was like mad serious. His eyeballs popped out. Was like
Super Freak. Super Freak. She's super freaky. Yeah.
It was just
no.
All right, man.
No, but he did sample that from Rick James.
He did, man. And Rick James was salty about that shit. He wanted a piece of the pie. You just ain't gonna get paid off of my motherfucking cracked out ass if you ain't gonna give me no money, though. That's what Rick James was saying. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
They need to bring back Chappelle's Show with that.
They do, they
do. For sure. Hey, man, you know, that was one of the funniest shows on television, man. And I hate that he walked away from that. Plus, he walked away from a ton of money, too, man.
I'm trying to figure out why. That money, his show was ill. I don't know not one person that don't like this Chappelle Show.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know not one person. I mean, why would you walk away from something like that?
Hey, man, I think it's like he was saying in one of his skits, man, for reals, that, you know, they were trying to take over creative control from him.
Oh, was that? So they was probably trying to stop him from dropping the N-word.
Yeah, you know, talking about Ookie Bookie and all that shit. And you know what? When you got a real artist and he blow up doing his thing, don't try to fuck with him. Don't try to stifle him, man, and calm him down.
Right.
Exactly. Like, everybody nowadays is just trying to go what the corporate media wants.
I know, Tudor. That's why you should go what we want and turn your mic off.
Oh, shit. You're still on that shit, man. Can't shut down a Power Ranger.
Power Ranger.
There you go again.
Oh, my bad.
He's tripping. But what you got coming up next, Tuna? What you spinning?
I don't know. I haven't been doing my research. I've just been...
So it's just going to be air for the
dude,
next round.
Dude, what the fuck just happened?
I was looking at Tuna.
Like, let me put down my jack first. Anyway. Dude, did you see his face, though, man? It was like he had a brain fart. what was I about to say?
Come on, man. Spin some shit. What you got coming?
I don't know. I got to work with this little booty.
Hey, man, that's my intern's laptop, and he's been a good intern. He's been opening my beers. He's been bringing me chips. Yeah, he's been wiping my ass. Yeah. And he's wiped.
You know, that's sad, too. You know, I ain't got none of my goddamn demands met yet.
Oh, you ain't got your jack demand.
Hold on.
Can you rephrase that then?
Wait, all right, hold up. Give me a chance. I got half of my demand met with the jack. I said a pint. That's a half pint, nigga.
Oh. About to take that pint.
I appreciate it. That's all I'm saying. But you sit up there like, hey, I gave you something up. Like, shut up.
We might have to limit your mic situation, too.
I fuck it then, man. You know, from now on.
I'm just fucking with you. Anyways, DJ Tuna.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up? What's the next two tracks? Right. You got something? I mean, something. Can I get something? We're on a time frame. What's up? Can you not shake your head and, you know.
Oh, shit.
Get to do
how
what
about
you
some
do?
Old school dilated people? I'm pretty sure they would like that.
All right.
Let's do it.
When worse come the worst, my peoples come first. Y'all, some people got good friends and not I live my life right. Intense.
on the edge, on the wire. I'm from the group where friction leads to fire. Stack your bricks, the time is take your pick. Do it, don't, the track, alchemist. Yo, my life is good, I got my peeps in the mix, so.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
I got worldwide family all over the earth, and I worry about them all for whatever it's worth. From the birth to the hearse, through streets the guns burst. Words I disperse are here to free minds, yeah. And if mine are needy, I need to feed mine.
When worst come to worst,
set up shop and write a verse. Actually, that's best come to best. My lyrics take care of me, they therapy, get shit off my chest. Extra stress, 3-4 over the score. Different patterns of rhyming prepare me for war. So next time you see us, we'll be deadly on tour. When
worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
Word up, if worst comes to worst, I make whole crews disperse. You know it's family first. Gifted unlimited with dilated people. Babu, evidence, Irish science. And a shout out to my man Alchemist on the Trizap.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
I'm a glutton for the truth, even though truth hurts. I've studied with my peoples on streets and in church. We make it hard when we go on first. Long road, honor of the samurai code. These California streets ain't paved with gold.
Nah, worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
I got that back. At the end of the day, we could go our separate ways, but the song remains and won't change. Got my target locked in rain. I might switch gears, but first I switch lanes. Without my people, I got nothing to gain. That's why.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
Special victims unit, catalyst for movement. Create to devastate since 84, show improvement. Definitely dilated peoples comes first. Cross training spar, we raise the bar and we put it in your ear, no matter who you are.
Come the worst, my peoples come first. When worst comes, come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first. My peoples come first.
Let's do this real quick. Y'all heard this in the streets, y'all heard this on the internet, and you definitely heard it on my radio show. We call this one Paradise.
Mickey Facts, Mickey Facts, Mickey Facts. BXTS, Nick.
88, 98, 08, 20K. Used to be in that hoop ride to switch plates. 100 bricks in the dash, I'm talking big weight, talking big guns, told them to this day, you talking sideways, talking to the state, hit a snitch where it hurts, shoot up his mama's house, and you don't need Tyler Perry, I'll show you what this drama about, came to shake the town, yeah, I'm King Kong, nigga, peddling white bombs, but this ain't ping pong, nigga, got a chrome 4-5 for you sing song, nigga, I deliver massive hits, but this ain't ringtones, nigga, another body, same question, why they do to you, homes, I should own stock in Ortiz funeral homes, I'm from the Bronx, call it gangsters paradise. Throw them samples, watch them scramble like parasites.
Paradise, I'm feeling like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. Me, let it rip, B. I'm feeling like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. What up, dog?
It's me. Still a got it out. Still a one to hate, still count it out. I feel fucking great, I got it ironed out. And now my money's straight, just now finding out. Y'all are Brian Pumper fake. Paradise, paradise, meant to live a castle life. King with a vision and be hitting like a batted wife. What up, though? Shout to my Detroit fam, grown ass man. I'm doing things that you boys can't. Man, this shit main with clean when I pull up. Birds try to shit on me, but they don't know that's good luck. Joey grills with the OG trail. Paradise, now I know how Kobe feels.
I got the homies in your town, like, what up, though? The ladies come around, like, what up, though? Even haters that be foul say, what up, though? That shit mean. What up, dog? Paradise. I'm feeling like.
like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. What up, dog?
It's me. Light. Camera. Action, roller tape, sending this one out to all them boys that be holding weight. Represent from Gulfway Drive to the Golden Gate, that's a fact like Mickey. Pastor Dro and hold away, I'm psycho, like no other motherfucker. So we let the junkies, the fiends, and the damn cluckers know I spit that razor blade on your fade, cut you slow. Leave a hater with a Caesar tape, but gone, shut the door. Let my nuts hang like a big old pecan tree. One deep unless I'm with a socialite like Warren G. My swag bag make a motherfucker born me, but I'm from Texas, not Baghdad. Homie, this born B.
I got the homies in your town like, what up, though? The ladies come around like, what up, though? Even haters that be foul say, what up, though? That shit mean, what up, though? Paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. This shit mean, let it rip, P. I'm feeling like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. I'm feeling like paradise. What up, dog? It's me.
Yo, that was Mickey Facts off his new joint. Hope you guys peep that out. Before we do get into anything, I just want to let our listeners know that our album art, you could actually buy those. You could buy them singly, or you could buy the album art. It's really cheap. It's like $1.50, $1.70 for just a print. If you get a print, the proceeds will go to this podcast, whatever we make, and you will get an autograph by yours truly.
And D-Mob. And you know what? I'm going to do D-Mob. It for free, because normally I think I should be charged $20 for my autograph. But on this rare occasion, if y'all bring it over, I'm just going to sign it for free. I ain't going to say my signature going to be at its best because it's free, though.
Yeah. And we also got flyers, so we're handing them out. I hope you guys, if you guys catch them, please pass those out.
Flyers all day. It was made by D-Mobs, you know.
It's off the ego, that one nigga.
Yeah. Oh, it's off that one nigga?
Yeah, that one nigga.
But, you know, we running around downtown slapping them joints, people's whips. I might even, where did you slap that? At school,
you know, I'm putting them everywhere, man. I'm putting them on the side of people's houses, you know, on their cars, everywhere, man.
All right. Well, so you said you had something in mind?
Oh, damn, I ain't know y'all just gonna pass it. Just, you know, that's fucked up. But anyway, what I want to talk about is the homeboy of Fox News, Juan Williams.
I thought you were gonna talk about my boy.
No.
It's a polo.
No.
Wrong.
No. But my man.
But he was not Fox News.
My man got fired off his radio job, because he got two jobs. He on a radio show and he do Fox on Fox News, one of the correspondents. And he got fired because he said that every time he sees an Arabian looking cat get on the airplane, you know, with a turban on and shit. He said he get nervous, like they ready to hijack that motherfucker and do some 9/11 shit. So they fired his ass over that. You know, I guess, you know, the freedom of speech only count when it's what you want to say. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all down for them niggas firing a Republican, because I hate them motherfuckers. But, you know, they gave him the axe for what he said. What do you think?
Well, what do you think about them trying to build that mosque?
Hey, man, I say do that shit, man. I mean, it's like O'Reilly's bitch ass going to get on The View and say that Muslims motherfucking killed us. And, you know, he right, though, but those are extreme Muslims. They not the religion, you know, of Islam and shit. And for him to say that was kind of fucked up, even though it was true to a certain extent. You know, I say build that shit and let the motherfuckers do what they do.
Isn't Obama Muslim?
Nah. He used to be.
Oh, he used to be.
Nah, he a Christian, man.
Because I heard they was like, Obama said, go ahead, if you want to do it, then do it. And then once he got that exposure, everybody was looking at him weird. And then he was like, they could do it as long as in good taste. But, you know, as far as for all the victims that died and, you know, the relatives, you think they're going to look at them like, fuck this shit. You ain't doing
You know
shit.
What? Let me tell you what, man. I don't have a religion because, you know, I don't believe in all that bullshit. Right. However, you know, that's just like saying, fucking, you gonna put a motherfucking Baptist church down there And because, you know, fucking Christians started the earliest wars in the history of this in this country. So how the fuck you gonna stop somebody from building something peaceful down there, man? That's all I'm saying.
Would love to get into it, but I don't want to get all religious.
Go ahead, do what you do, too. I see it.
Because I heard a lot of shit on this subject in the past week. Like, I guess there was a whole floor dedicated to them or something like that, to a group of people. And the whole floor had that day off. And, like, a couple floors that were at the top, they were able to get down before most of the people that died when the plane hit and stuff like that. I don't remember what happened or what was said, but it was a lot of controversy.
Right.
It was some fucked up shit, man.
Hey, you know, I got love for them people who lost people in 9/11. But you know what? Fuck them. If they can't see past their own hate to see something peaceful get built up. I mean, because when has a mosque, when has a church, when has a temple been built and it represented hate? So that they gonna make this the first time in history that something like this get built and it represents hate now? I mean, what? Niggas gonna start protesting and shit, throwing eggs at it? I mean, I don't get that, man. You know, you blame the people, not the religion.
Yep, I have to agree with that. Since we're talking about this, I just want to let everybody know there's a shortage of water.
Are you thirsty?
No, I'm just saying.
Open your mouth real quick.
Because, you know, it ties into Bush. Because Bush, he recently bought some land in Brazil. And Canada and Brazil, they're like the main water source. So he bought that land. It's just like oil. So give it a couple of years, there's going to be a lot of shortage for water. And everybody's going to be killing shit, man.
And then another Bush is going to run for office. And then he's going to protect those properties Bush just bought.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, he's out there scouting right now, and once that oil crisis is over, there's going to be a shortage on gas again, and this water thing is a big deal. We don't feel it because it's not hitting us right now, but, you know, back in Africa, or in Africa, Coke is more expensive or less expensive than water, which is, you can't really, you know, tax water because that's like an essential piece of life.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. It's really fucked up. I don't want to get into it because I don't know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. I don't know.
DJ Tuna, ladies and gentlemen, you can only hear it here first.
Yes.
And last after today, actually.
Oh, yeah. Today's my last day. I am retiring from the podcast.
So DJ, we're on the DJ contest next week. We're going to have you start out on DJ Hero. To see if you can do that first.
Oh, shit.
And then we're gonna put you on the wheels still.
For sure, for sure. And if you don't act like a pro, you got to go.
That's how it goes.
So harsh, man. So what are you guys' plans for Halloween? Anything?
Well, go ahead, BG. My bad, homie. You just over here chilling in the cut. You know, Mr. This my show, I run it. I ain't heard this motherfucker say nothing in like 20 minutes.
Is that right? Y'all was talking about something that I don't know nothing about, and I would have made myself look like a fool trying to hop in that conversation. But no, man, you know, what we doing Halloween? You know, you already know you can catch me downtown next weekend with my Wolverine costume on. Yellow spandex.
Oh,
you know, and if you think that's bad, what's worse is he was gonna be a Ninja Turtle at first.
Don't you ever disrespect a Ninja Turtle, I will slap you.
See, but, and now he wanna slap me, you know, and cause he wanna be a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, that costume was sorry though, so I couldn't do it. Alright, but we're gonna be downtown, we're gonna be doing it up big. D's gonna be
Blackula. He's gonna Blackula, baby. I got the old school sunburns ready.
Vampire Brooklyn Dragon.
No, why y'all keep bringing that up? No,
Eddie Murphy, right? Dude, Blackula. Yeah.
No,
Eddie
seriously,
Murphy.
Look it up, man. There is a movie called Blackula.
I thought you meant Eddie Murphy.
You know, sad to say this was back in the day, so my the brother's fro was kind of nappy, and you know, before brother started taking care of them shits, and you know, he a gangster vampire, bro. He do it big.
Back in my day, right?
Anyways, you know, we're gonna be down there getting fucked up. Like, as usual, hopefully we won't get kicked out this time, you know. It's a tendency.
Everywhere we go.
You know, everywhere we go, we're just getting, you know. It's not me personally, but, you know.
Right? You just involved in it, but it's not too personal.
I ain't involved in it. I'm trying to get my two-step on, you know.
Right.
Drop it like it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Hey, long as, because I want to clear something up. you know, that our tech guy Fee decided that he just gonna blow up my spot and tell me that I was dancing. And I tried to tell him I boogie, nigga, but he was all like, I got it on video, la, 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 la.
Yeah, that's going on the fan page. That's going on the fan page.
It ain't no, I'm telling you, when y'all see it, y'all be like, oh, he keeping it real. He keeping it real.
Oh, yeah? I don't know, man.
He's shaking his head.
This thing about D-Mob, man. D-Mob loves them white women, man. You better look out. He would snatch them up like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's all and pink like, on the inside, baby.
That's what I said, man.
Keep it clean, though. Keep it clean.
I remember we went downtown one time. We was just all, you know, feeling the vibe. Nation all turned around. D-Mob's all up on this white bra, just on him. And then what was worse is her dude was just standing right next to D, looking at him like, hey, man, you on my girl. And D-Mob was like, what?
You know, the sad part about it was, if, let's say homeboy had just hauled off and knocked shit out of me. You know, BG don't still just been looking at a brother.
I know, but,
he's like, oh, he's too tall for me.
You are wrong for that.
I'm sorry.
But that last time, man, at the tavern, I seen all y'all niggas out there just laying it all out on the line, calling y'all selves dancing and shit, while D-Mob was just bugging.
I told BG earlier that when I was dancing.
You remember when we pushed Tuner out the circle? He tried to get in.
I couldn't do it.
I was like, he tried to get in. Everybody just moved, nigga. What you doing? You ain't dancing. What's that? You just standing there.
I know. Yeah, man, I got pushed out twice. I was like,
hey man, it was hot out there, man. Shit, and it's like a ton of motherfuckers out there doing some like 5 different dances and shit. And it's supposed to be just one dance, that line bullshit ass dance.
What?
Yeah, that one song. I don't know what song it was.
Yeah, it's supposed to. It's that. To that shit.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Talking about the Cupid Shuffle?
Whatever the fuck it is. Oh, yeah, the Cupid Shuffle. Cupid was out there trying to get us to do his thing.
to the left.
Yeah, that shit.
Left.
Oh, yeah, that bullshit. We can't fucks with that. You know, number one, I'm too cool. I'm gonna break it down for you like that.
D-Mob says he's too cool, but when we was in line, they told him to take his hat off. He was like, "What?" Coming out like Lil Jon. What? This is outrageous.
Hey man, let me tell you something, man. I have never seen, especially here in Colorado, more importantly, where wearing a hat in a club is a big ass fucking deal. Like back where I'm from, you know, you wear your hat, you break your hat out to the left or the right, that means like some type of gang shit. But here in Colorado, why they stop a motherfucker from wearing his hat in the club, man? I mean, I look pimp in my hats, I think, but that's just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you the one with my Kangos, nigga.
I want that Kangos. That royal blue one. Matter of fact, we're gonna give a shout out to another sponsor, Kangos.
Kangos.
Oh, for
I
sure.
I want a Kangos.
I'm serious, man.
I want a royal blue one. If you could just give me that royal blue Kangos, we'd be all gravy. You wouldn't have to break D-Mob off none, because he old anyway, so he shouldn't be rocking Kangos. So,
Hold on, man. Everybody in this room right now, I'm the only person with at least 1 or 2 Kangos.
I don't know, man. We got a
but you gonna tell them cut me off? Yeah,
I don't know. We got a live audience. I know some cats in the back rock Kangos.
Oh,
it's just one guy. Nah, that's passed
but see,
out.
That's the motherfuckers who want to be like D-Mob, though.
Okay.
You know, and I understand, because let me tell you what, if I was another motherfucker and I was walking down the street and I saw that nigga named D-Mob walking down the street too, I'd be like, damn, that motherfucker cool as shit. How can I look like that? Nah. And next thing you know, I'm rocking the Kango.
You know
I'm rocking the motherfucking Dickies, huh?
You know what I'm thinking? I see you, I'm turning around and I'm walking away.
I'm like, I love you, though.
I'm like, that's that nigga D-Mob. Man, turn around.
I love that you, though. That's fucked up.
That nigga is rough. He look like he trying to snatch somebody up. He probably on medication right now.
He probably on medication.
We're going to have to leave.
That's fucked up, man. I love you.
Luz.
L-U-Z, baby. L-U-Z.
I wasn't aware that love was spelled Luz.
I'm trying to tell you how it's spelled now.
you gonna put that in the dictionary?
Yeah, man.
You gonna replace love with love.
I'm putting it on the Ebonics. I remember Ebonics when they came out and trying to tell us that's how us black people talk.
Oh, you know, that was some pretty racist shit.
I know.
Yeah, that was.
Well, I'm putting love in the Ebonics dictionary, baby.
More power to you if you wanna do it.
That's how we do it.
Show. You guys want to get into some music?
For sure.
Sure. What you do you have?
Some? I got something lined up. Some old joints. It's by Hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics. There you go.
Hope you guys enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
nigga come back a killin'. If he packed up his bags and moved to New Zealand, New Guinea, New York, you need something new besides the fucking Newports. Prepared to be dead, the street said. Your shit's off like wheat bread. Your own block, you make shit they won't knock. I'm a worldwide hustler. Hoes be at us cause of OG status. Fans throw weed at us. And I spread love just the same. Let this Buddha bless your brain, sexy thing. Yeah, it's time to take this act on the road. Come back, get back on the...
Damn thing, quick, fast, in a hurry, dream weaving. Keeping me and my team even, shifting time zones, trying to see the seven seas and everything in between. We heavy and we heavenly, so we love whatever we see. From the banks of the Mississippi to the shores of Tripoli, we do more tours and wage wars. I'm swimming in women and living without limit. My penmanship got me on a trip spinning around the world. Bullshit aside, we on a worldwide ride.
His dreams, motivated by a picture of his daughters he embraced in his hand, thinking what it might take him to win. And a 9 to 5 ain't supplying what he trying to drive. Looked up and got signed a job for a deal, got a quarter meal, shot back to the house on the hill and blow some dough to show it's real. Flossed his wheels and lost his deal, but it's just a setback. Your boy got get back, kept that ball rolling. God bless his G's, invest some cheese, and now they all rolling. Just doing what a man to do. Business are to handle you.
I got a vision of international pimping. I'm into natural women when I'm out traveling with my compadres. From Oakland to Auckland, we always walk and talk like we got game. I've traveled the canals of Venice and aroused crowds in Sao Paulo with a single sentence. I penetrate the language barriers with positive vibes and bridge gaps with raps, keeping my spirit alive. And I thrive as I roam through zones, collecting my paper with these poems and songs. Getting a girl, grabbing the money and running, starting up companies and keeping the product coming. Hieroglyphics, adventures all around the globe. Mental enrichment, and we gotta get the dough.
Speech without speaking, it's never been confused. Through the times worn, criminal gestures and lines drawn. The ghetto self-expression ossified in rhyme form. Still gaining my balance off lines from Charlie Parker and pentatonic scales as my memories growing darker. The word of market genius is met. A million in the city on every corner, but ain't geniuses yet. The reason being, we still believe in these meaningless sets and how much money stacking each of us get. Now just imagine if instead of the gangs in the ghetto forming the chasm, would we fall fall off in this spasm of false masculinity. We knew the path of traveling light, saddling sights, thinking beyond our physical grasping our mass divinity, and chose the opposite to stacking the gunpoint, attempting our ascension from these shackles at some point. To sit in your center and saturate your soul, in tune with your being until it's taking hold, allowing your inner creations to unfold. You know. Just sit in your center and saturate your soul, in tune with your being until it's taking hold, allowing your inner creations to unfold. You know. Yo, I wrote a rhyme down, just trying to find how the rhyme sounds. Elevates my intelligence, laying every line down. Got me in the lab, knocking bebop with hand gestures. The present day aesthetic reflected my ancestors, cause I'm thinking Negro spirituals are like the street. Humming hymns of self-expression till the cipher's complete. I write a rap and let it go for a week. I got a cousin jotting his pen every day, but put his soul in the beat. Praying he dope enough to make a living off a rap, so we could quit his job and get this monkey off his back. Our parents taught us that's a fortunate fact, so we escaped these city corners where it's hell and stuck to forming these raps. Just a vessel, I use it in times I'm trying to cope with. Close like the shackles my people came off the boat with. Dope like the yackles my brothers struggle and hope with. Knowing that if they stumble with, ain't no ways they could float with. Just sit in your center and saturate your soul, in tune with your being until it's taking hold, allowing your inner creations to unfold. You know. Just sit in your center and saturate your soul, in tune with your being until it's taking hold, allowing your inner creations to unfold. You know. They in positions all people will probably never be. From where I'm standing, it seems that what they're telling me is they'd rather see anybody instead of we. And all I'm saying is just give us a shot, you know? Cause we was born in conditions considered critical. So at this moment, existence is a miracle, and even breathing can leave you feeling like you invincible. So when I spit, I give it all that I got. Tenfold, I pick up the paper to pen gold. For the street, ethics discreet, packages men sold notably. I focus on freedom and spit it vocally. At times it gets emotional, street knowledge is poetry, yo. I flow to express the road to the rest, beholding the stress, unfolding in the cauldron of flesh. I refuse to be a warrior that never enlisted, looking back at my life as if it never existed. Let it just sit in your center and saturate your soul, in tune with your being until it's taking hold, allowing your inner creations to unfold. You know. Just sit in your center and saturate your soul, in tune with your being until it's taking hold, allowing your inner creations to unfold. You know. Just sit in your center and saturate your soul, in tune with your being until it's taking hold, allowing your inner creations to unfold. You know. Just sit in your center and saturate your soul, in tune with your being until it's taking hold, allowing your inner creations to unfold. You know.
So we've come to the end of the show.
Sadly.
Episode 8. Excuse the technical difficulties. I mean, well, there was a lot of stuff going on today. It was mainly on DJ Tuna.
Why didn't I know you was going to point me out?
So,
hey, man, we got to put the blame where it goes, man. All
right. So, but you already know, you could catch us on the fan page on Facebook, Real Speak Radio. And you could also email us to all the local artists out there if you're trying to get your music out. You know what I'm saying? Send it on through realspeakradio@gmail.com.
Hey, I'm letting y'all know, since I gave out my Twitter shit last week, anybody tweet me anything, I'm cussing they motherfucking ass out. I don't want to hear from y'all asses.
Why'd you give it out?
Because I was drunk. Oh. You know me, when I get intoxicated, I just be spouting on some bullshit like I'm doing right now. Y'all can tweet me. I love y'all too. So anyhow, that's TB Menace on Twitter. Hit me up. DJ Tuna, what's up?
Mushy.
Don't do that.
I gotta get that in.
No, man. No, you don't.
Oh, okay. That's too late. But yeah, I hope everybody's gonna have a safe Halloween. If you don't hear from us next week, please be safe out there.
don't drink and drive. If you do, make sure I'm the one that's driving.
And if you don't hear from us next week, that's because we probably in jail.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, definitely catch me on Twitter. I'm DJ_2NRD. Hit me up. You can read my bullshit. You can read everybody else's bullshit. It's fun. Oh, and for the link for the prints, go to 2nrd.deviantart.com. If you go there, there should be a link on the right to buy the prints. I only have D-Mob and BG available. I'm not going to do me because I'm too good for that shit.
Like, oh, shit. No. That's fucked up.
Hey, hold my beard.
Hold on. No, man. Hold these headphones, man.
But definitely, I'll put a link on Real Speak on Facebook. Enjoy.
Fee, what's up?
What's up? What's up? It's your moderator, Fee. You can catch me on YouTube, youtube.com/PHEE303. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at PHI303. Yeah, thanks for listening to the show today. It was a little bit choppy. You guys didn't notice, but we had a 2-hour intermission during the middle of the podcast because
DJ Tuna.
I wasn't going to name him out, but apparently we're just going to call him out like that. He was fumbling.
Hold up, man. And before we go, I would just like to make a public apology for my comments last week about women and maxi pads, because we still want y'all as a sponsor. Keep it clean. Peace.
All right. So you know how we like to end these podcasts with some indie artists. This one's from Crazy D. He used to be here in Colorado until he moved to Arizona. Lost his voice and came back with it. This is one of his finally produced tracks. It's called Enter the Bray. Enjoy.
$1 at a time, I'll die to stay ahead. Watch, I cut the next man, so bump and lead. Aiming for the head, it's 2010 and I still ain't made enough ends. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I love it. No time to kick the bucket, the next phase got me hunting for a stress-free way. Starting nothing and witness a miracle, turning into something. Running from no one, stunning the crowd and battling like the Shogun. We all deserve a little more than we got, and we die just to reach the top. I fade into a spiritual zone to let you know it's on. Critical stages just to make it check, but I created in my own mind, flipping scripts in my own time. I stay sharp from my head to my toes, forever feeding my soul to the unknown. They froze over time, I feel like a ghost. Strapping, you must, but beware if you search must. One that, two that, prepare to be out of breath. Ready for another round, it's going down. Before by the way, you will understand the realness in my brain. Ready for another round, it's going down. Before by the way, you will understand the realness in my brain. Ready for another round, it's going down. Before by the way, you will understand the realness in my brain. Crazed out before I'm gone, you will know what I'm about. More than just lyrics out the mouth, coming from the underground. Forever down for the G sound. Stay strong, you'll be freedom on the streets. We can all be legendary, but we can't escape the cemetery. Hostility throughout all history, thorough checks. I'm a mystery without misery. Haters listen to me before they threaten with a weapon. I escape into a whole new section. I must have missed a whole lesson because they still stepping, still alive. No rest in peace for me yet. Tell me what's next as I flex my own authority. It's boring me, pissed at my own life till I get up in the mix. I bring that sickness, and by the time I'm done, you will listen. Why you bitching, still itching for a better way, trying to get my cheddar made. Ready for another round, it's going down. Before I ride away, you will understand the bullets in my brain. Ready for another round, it's going down. Before I ride away, you will understand the bullets in my brain. Ready for another round, it's going down. Before I ride away, you will understand the bullets in my brain. Ready for another round, it's going down. Before I ride away, you will understand the bullets in my brain. I bring the pain to the brains. Ain't a game, I know you could get played. Now all we really wanna do is get paid. The only way you can fade me is if you shoot me. I'm crazy, blazing through town. Life goes on. Going down, for years I've been clowning, but now I got a heavenly crown. The stakes is high, hoping I don't die, but if I do, that's life. Death comes next, never been a snitch, can't trust a whole bitch. I'm my own glitch, about to leave some people pissed. Hate around the way, creates blood stains. Memories gone, but my mind eternally strong. Everlasting passion, a heavyweight doing the stacking. Connecting
to the nation. No time for wasting. So much corruption, but I still got dedication. I see you frustrated, but we can still make it even though enemies hate this.
Ready for another round. It's going down before we ride away. You will understand the will is in my brain. Ready for another round. It's going down before we ride away. You will understand the will is in my brain. Ready for another round. It's going down before we ride away. You will understand the will is in my brain. Ready for another round. It's going down before we ride away. You will understand the will is in my brain.